In 1981, a 20-year-old young woman walked down the aisle of St. Paul's Cathedral to be wed to the Prince of Wales. Although their marriage didn't work, the public's love affair with Princess Diana never abated, even after her tragic death 20 years ago. Sherry Zeck, interim dean of Milner Library at Illinois State University and GLT's culture maven, says our enduring fascination with Diana relates to our fascination with real-life fairy tales.
People were interested in the dream of this woman being plucked more or less from obscurity into being royalty.
Well, she passed away. She was killed 20 years ago, and
right.
We still have our fascination with her. Why has that not abated over the last 20 years?
I think she was, in and of herself, a compelling figure. She lived this very high-profile life, the ups and downs of her marriage, all that sort of thing. She befriended lots of celebrities, or they befriended her. So she was a princess who herself joined the royal family with other kinds of royalty. But she also very much was a humanitarian. She was one of the first public figures to hold little babies who had AIDS and brought incredible money and attention to the AIDS crisis, particularly in Africa, which we continue to struggle with how to address that as a world. And did lots and lots of very active charity work, not just lending her name to things, but lending her face and her presence.
Well, speaking of her extensive humanitarian work, did she blaze that trail for other celebrities to follow? I mean, because certainly you had people like Audrey Hepburn, who was working for UNICEF and so forth, but this just seemed to be taking it to a whole new level.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to say she blazed a trail. She was certainly part of a moment in time when Bob Geldof was doing his bit to bring lots of celebrities together in a very, very big way to address world problems. The 80s were rife with Farm Aid and different kind of big name events. The trailblazer in all that stuff was really Jerry Lewis. And so anybody after Jerry Lewis's work with muscular dystrophy is on the tail end of that kind of work. Now, in terms of royalty, I am not a royalty scholar. I know that the British royalty have always lent their names to things, but the degree to which they were actively involved, I can't say for sure whether she was ahead of the game in that or not. Certainly in my lifetime, relative to contemporaneous figures, she was.
So, Sherry, do you think that Diana changed the notion of what a princess could be?
Yes, because even though you're absolutely right, she was not a commoner, as it were, but she had this connection to people who were suffering, people who were not advantaged, that there was this shyness about her that made a lot of people feel, and when I say a lot of people, I mean millions.
Yes.
Feel as if she was one of them, as if she did have knowledge of what it was like to read a regular, perhaps difficult life.
Well, certainly Princess Diana was famous, but was she important?
Yes, there's no doubt that she was important. She wasn't a lawmaker, right? But the attention that she brought, in particular to the AIDS crisis in Africa, probably saved millions of lives. The name that she gave and the time that she gave and the celebrities she brought to raise money for countless other charities probably saved lives. I mean, can one draw a direct line? Possibly not. But that level of interest and commitment certainly did a lot of good in the world. And she seems to have passed that on to her sons, who were very young when she died. But it looks like her eldest son is going to carry on some of that. In some ways, she made the royal family relevant again. Politically, in terms of the running of England, they are not particularly relevant. They are a relic of a long ago past. And of course, there are many folks who believe that the monarchy should be done away with. But specifically making the monarchy active in identifying the problems of the world, not just flying the British flag around the world, but in the problems of the world, in addressing the problems of the world, in bringing people together to address the problems of the world, she made the monarchy, to some degree, meaningful again.
Sherry, what do you think was Diana's appeal? What was at that core? Was it her vulnerability?
Well, folks love that, right? It's why we loved Edith Piaf and why we love Judy Garland and a whole lot of people. We tend to romanticize the tragic side of people. I think to some extent then her death has only ensured her place in the cultural imagination as if it weren't already assured. But that sort of self-effacing, shy way she dealt with her fame. Now, it's weird to say self-effacing just a few breaths after I've talked about how she used her celebrity to do so much good, but there was always a gentleness and a shyness about her that I think very much played into people's ideas that she herself needed some kind of protection, or that she herself was perhaps more vulnerable than she really was, but it gave people an in to her life and to her character in terms of their identification with her.
Do you think that perhaps she has been turned into a victim, that we view her since she died so young and you know, her marriage fell apart and she was pursued by the media and so forth? Did that turn her into a victim? And if so, how does this impact her legacy?
Yeah, I think she will always be seen to some degree as someone who was killed by fame, who was a victim of her own fame. But isn't that a funny thing, right? It was the public's demand, insatiable demand, for information of her, pictures of her, that fed the media who pursued her and led directly to her accident 20 years ago. I think, yes, she will always be in that category of victim or tragic loss. She's in that category of a life cut short. And let's not forget, Elton John has done his bit to solidify our cultural understanding of her in terms of victimhood, in terms of, with his song about her, in terms of victimhood and loss and fragility and all those kinds of things.
The song that he wrote about Marilyn Monroe, but he turned into a song about Diana at
exactly,
her funeral.
At her funeral, right.
Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You are the grace that placed yourselves where lives were torn apart. Called out to our country, and you whispered to those in pain, now you belong to heaven, and the stars spell out your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in.
Well, you mentioned the paparazzi and her death. She, you know, of course, throughout her life as a royal and afterwards, she was pursued by the paparazzi. There was that hunger for the photographs. They were going for the photographs, and the paparazzi was pursuing her up to the very last moment. Do they remain persona non grata with us? Do we have a different view of the paparazzi now?
We might have a different view of them, but we still have the same insatiable demand for what they get for us to consume. So that, I mean, that's part of the split. It's, you know, I liken it to the fact that I am not a vegetarian, but I can't stand the thought of a cow being killed. So we culturally recognize the paparazzi as horrible, horrible people. But hey, get me those photos. I can't wait to see the pictures of George Clooney's twins. Right? We despise them, but we still buy what they produce.
You know, here it is, the 20th anniversary of her death, and there are specials galore and articles on the internet all over the place, and we're all talking about her. But is she going to continue to be this kind of famous past this anniversary? Have we elevated her to icon status so that generations who never knew her when she was alive admire her?
That's a really tough one. I would say, in the same way that we have and have not Judy Garland. So if you ask most people in their 20s now to name the greatest stars of all time, Judy Garland is not going to likely be on that list. There's not a great craving for information about her among that set. Might she be known, however vaguely, to them? Possibly, but possibly not. I expect Diana to fall into that category. However, as people get older, or if you continue to look at people my age and a little bit younger and a little older, I think Diana will still resonate. And also, it sort of depends on what her sons do and to what degree they make their marks on the world. If they have a similar kind of, or even not just similar, but anything approaching the kind of impact on the public consciousness that she had, that will also feed into the longevity of her icon status. Yeah.
That's GLT's culture maven, Sherry Zeck. She's the interim dean of Milner Library at Illinois State University. I'm Laura Kennedy.